Okay, I'm here with Police Chief Phil Tavares from the town of Marshfield, and as always, another busy year in the town. I know that your town, and I'm not sure all departments do this, I know you guys answer every single call that you get. Quality of life here, as well as keeping people safe, has been your driving mantra as long as I've known you. So I want to pick up a couple of specific events that happened during this past year and kind of do a little bit of a recap. First of all, I want to say welcome, and Marshfield voted the 10th safest community. Was this in towns of this size?
Yes. So I'm pleased to report that this year, the town of Marshfield was ranked 10th safest community in the United States of America by Safe Neighborhoods Scout, which is a division of Locations Incorporated. They take the raw FBI data for all communities that have 25,000 residents or more, and they divide that amongst property crimes and violent crimes. So for the last 8 years in a row, we've been in the top 79th safest communities in the United States. And the last 5 years, we've been in the top 14 safest communities in the United States of America. And that's something we're real proud of.
Yeah, you should be. Now, a new police station that they're building, it looks like it's going to be finished, looks like sooner rather than later. But the old one is still up and standing right by it. Tell me about when you expect the new police department to open. And how are they going to just take down the old station, I guess, very carefully when the new one opens?
That's right, Christine, and hopefully we won't be in it at the time. In April, we held our groundbreaking ceremony, and the beam topping off was in May. So the construction right now, I'm real pleased with the progress. We're right on schedule. We are under budget. I'm excited that next time you'll be interviewing me, hopefully it might be at the new police station. But the move-in date is slated for April of 2022. So this spring is the move-in date. But after we move in, we'll begin the demolition of the old police station, and then the public parking lot and the grounds around it will be completed sometime by summertime.
That's exciting. Now, one of the, I guess, when we say a human interest story, there was a young man here that really captured the hearts and the spirits of so many people in town, and that was the adorable little redhead, Danny Sheehan, that was battling a battle with cancer, and it seems like your folks and the whole town adopted him. Tell me your thoughts about Danny Sheehan.
Probably the bravest person I've ever met. Strong, courageous, a long battle with cancer, terrible disease. We swore him in as a junior Marshfield police officer on the 3rd of July with the entire police department there and a bunch of people from the community. He was with us for a number of years, helping us raise money, over $250,000 for Cops for Kids with Cancer. Unfortunately, over the summer, he did pass away. It was a terrible, terrible time, but the one thing that made her smile was that we had a parade around town for him, and every single resident and business owner and patrons came out and lined the streets. Thousands and thousands of people came out. I've never witnessed anything like this ever happen in Marshfield ever before, and it just made me so proud to be a resident here and to work here. It was an incredible show of support for Danny Sheehan and his family.
It was amazing with what he was dealing with. He was still so filled with a wonderful sense of humor. I couldn't get over that, how positive he was, and all his little comms. I mean, he was pretty funny.
Oh, he certainly was. I found him numerous times sitting at my desk in my chair on the loudspeaker from the cruises. He'd tell me to move my car. He loved those purple nachos and the smell they created later. he was always upbeat and happy. No matter what he was going through, there was always a smile on his face. You know, what a role model to look up to for kids that are, you know, for anybody, really. Just, he was going through the most terrible things, and he never stopped smiling.
And I know his family and friends really appreciated all the love, comfort, and support you and your department gave him.
You know, certainly there's going to be a special place in the new police station for a giant blown-up picture of him for the community to see.
There were also some other people that were lost this year that were close to you and the hearts of the people there at the police force, and that was some employees that passed away that were connected with the Marshfield Police Department.
Yes, in January, we lost our assistant harbor master, John Toomey, who worked with Mike DeMeo on a daily basis. His son is a current Marshfield police officer with us, and we also lost in April our animal control officer, Alyssa Bates. Over the summer, this last summer, we lost the former Marshfield police chief, Charles Chaplin. That happened in July. So there were a number of different Marshfield employees that were great employees that we'll remember for a long time.
I also remember there was a murder that shocked a lot of people here in town. of a, I guess he was a Boston firefighter, and his wife is being charged with the murder. And that was pretty upsetting for a lot of people and a surprise.
Yes, Christine, on January 28th, we received a 911 call from that home on Moraine Street. It was actually reporting a medical call. So you never know when you get that call exactly what you could be responding to. You could be reported as one thing and then turn into something else, which is exactly what happened here. The medical call turned into us locating the male victim who was suffering from stab wounds, and he was transported to South Shore Hospital by the Marshfield Fire Department, and unfortunately was later pronounced dead. And we investigated the case and did place his wife under arrest for the murder of him.
You know, what about when it jumped to, there was a gas fire in town, too, that was also a pretty big incident that involved a lot of first responders here in the town.
Yeah, that's right, Christine. In May, we had to shut down a portion of Plain Street for a couple of days. You know, that was the result of a freak accident that created a huge contained gas fire spewing all day long from a gas main. It was a real test for our new fire chief, Jeff Simpson, but he and his department handled it perfectly. But it was something I've never seen anything like that before.
Something else I've never seen, a bear. Yes. On the South Shore, I think a lot of people were calling him Boo Boo, but it seems like he hit just about every South Shore town. What were your experiences with Boo Boo here in Marshfield?
Yeah, in June, the wandering bear made its way to Marshfield. It was spotted all over town on June 13th and June 14th. He even walked over to inspect the new site for the police station. His name was Boo Boo. Apparently, the public named him, and he was spotted all over the South Shore for a couple of weeks. There weren't any reported problems with anyone's animals or any human beings with the bear, and he walked quite a ways from here. Unfortunately, I think he might have ended up getting hit by a car in another part of the state.
That's right, and I don't think that's going to be the end of the bears, according to the environmental people that we spoke with. Now, also, speaking of jail, looks like the Marshfield police were, what, in Facebook jail in July? Explain exactly what happened. That was so strange.
Yes, and, you know, it just goes to show you how heavily we rely upon social media to get our message out, and when, in fact, we didn't have that, we almost felt handicapped. Mm-hmm. So once you reach so many people, we had 11,000 followers, but once we were able to reach an audience of over 100,000 people, Facebook, I guess, shuts you down to make sure that you're a credible, reliable, real organization, mm-hmm. Because your message is getting out to so many people. In order for them to verify who we were and that we're a real organization, even after multiple mm-hmm. inquiries, even from some of our state representatives, we were in Facebook jail for a number of weeks and then finally released.
Check this if you are not a robot.
That's right.
With no bail. I like that. That's good. The fair came back this year. A lot of big crowds there. No big problems, though.
No, you know, there typically isn't any major problems that happen at the fair or at the fairgrounds, including, like, the Levitate concert. This year, I think for the first time in 150-some-odd years, the Marshfield Fair had been closed for the first time last year. So when it reopened this last summer, we had record numbers of people attending, and the weekends were extremely busy, and we did have some traffic complaints. There were long delays in traffic. So if that happens again next year, we're working on some new plans to make sure that we can expedite the process of entering and exiting the fairgrounds.
Now, this nor'easter that came up in October, I think this reminds me of one of the worst storms ever. I mean, it wasn't, you know, typically a hurricane, something like that. There wasn't snow involved. But talk about power outages. So many towns were close to 100% without power. Was this one of the worst storms you've seen?
Yes. As far as power outages and widespread damage, not just along the coast like we normally mm-hmm. see when we have nor'easters and flooding, this was obviously a town-wide storm. I'd compare it up there with Irene, with the power outages that we had and the trees that were down and the lines that were down. We had customers without power, you know, residents without power for, you know, it seems like some of them could have been out, you know, a week and a half. I know that I was out almost a week. Very difficult to deal with. All the restaurants were closed. The gas stations, there were only a couple of gas stations that were open, and the lines were, people were waiting an hour and a half, 2 hours in line to get gas. It's amazing that they didn't run out. But it was a great combined effort between the police, the fire, the DPW, and Eversource to put the town back together, and I'm pleased with the final result.
What's your overall feeling for the year? Do you think this is one of the more challenging years, or is this pretty typical when it comes to the number of things you face. It's interesting. You look through, you think, oh, what happened this year? And you start putting together lists and thinking it's your department really does quite a bit.
Yeah, Christine, you know, we were faced with, you know, many challenges, including a major health pandemic, an anti-police movement, a murder, rampant unemployment fraud was reported to us. We were dealing with the construction of a new police station, the wandering bear named Boo Boo, and of course the storm that we just spoke of. So it was quite a challenging time. But we've got a great team. We all worked together, and we got through it.
That's terrific. Any predictions or things you're looking forward to for 2022? Any specific things you want to work on?
2022, we're going to welcome the opening of the new police station. Hopefully, we'll have gotten over this pandemic to a certain degree where life can get back to normal, and the schools can get back to normal, and people's spirits will be lifted. I'm hopeful of that because this pandemic has created a lot of anxiety. We saw an increase in mental health cases, a lot of talk about people that wanted to commit suicide or attempted to commit suicide or did commit suicide. So I want to get out of this dark time, and I'm looking forward to a 2022 that will be a brighter future.
That's terrific. Again, that's Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
Anytime.